Welcome to Grammar Challenge from bbclearningenglish.com. Let's meet this week's challenger.
My name is Ehsan. I'm from Iran. I'm interested in art. I graduated Art University in Tehran. I'm a graphic designer, and I want to study PhD in London.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
Do you have any little cousins, maybe, or any young people in your family?
I'm sorry, no.
None at all? Okay.
Not at all.
We're going to hear now from Eleanor, and Eleanor has a four-year-old son called Marco. And tonight, Marco's going to a friend's birthday party. Listen carefully and then tell me what instructions did Eleanor give her son.
I hope little Marco behaves himself at the party tonight.
Well, I told him to be nice to everybody, and I've warned him not to eat too much cake. I also reminded him to say thank you to the hostess, and I'm encouraging him to share his toys with the other children.
Okay, so did you hear what instructions Eleanor gave her little son?
Yeah. Please don't eat more cake. And thank you for coming in the party. And something like that.
I think that's pretty good. I think you're at least 50% there with the cake and the thank you. But let's go over now to our language expert, Catherine.
Hello, Ehsan. I think that's pretty good too. Eleanor told Marco to be nice to everybody. She warned him not to eat too much cake. She reminded him to thank the hostess. And she's encouraging him to share his toys. English reporting verbs like tell, warn, remind and encourage are often followed by an object and then an infinitive with to, like this.
I told him to be nice to everybody.
I told him to be. Subject and verb, I told. Object, him. Infinitive with to be. Here's another one.
I also reminded him to say thank you to the hostess.
Subject and verb, I reminded. Object, him. Infinitive with to say. Now the negative infinitive is made with not, like this.
And I've warned him not to eat too much cake.
I've warned him not to eat. Negative infinitive. Here are some of the verbs that take this pattern. Advise, ask, beg. Encourage, force, invite. Order, permit, persuade. Remind, tell, want and warn. It might help to remember that all the verbs on this list are action verbs and they all need two people to make sense. For example, I don't invite myself to do something, I invite someone else. So to recap, some reporting verbs are followed by an object and then by an infinitive with to. I told you to do it. The negative infinitive is formed with not. I told you not to do it. Okay, that's all from me. Good luck with your grammar challenge.
Okay, Ehsan, here's a list of the words that often take this pattern. And if you're listening at home, then you can see these words on the Grammar Challenge webpage on bbclearningenglish.com. We're going to hear some more clips of Eleanor now giving Marco instructions at the party. Tell me what she said using verb, object and infinitive with to.
Okay.
Come on, Marco, you can dance with the other children. They're all waiting for you. Look, go on.
Okay. Can you make a sentence?
She encouraged Marco to dance with children.
Perfect, perfect. Really? First time. She encouraged Marco to dance with the other kids. Yeah, very, very well done. Okay, shall we hear the next track?
Children, do not touch those glasses.
Any ideas?
Maybe forced. She forced them. Mm-hmm.
I don't think force is the right word. What's the word which is like ask, but a little bit stronger?
Ask, maybe. She told them, don't touch the glasses.
No. Not quite. Remember? It's
to before the verb. Yeah, okay. She told them not to touch the glasses.
Very good. Okay. Excellent. Yes. Well done. You did very well in that grammar challenge. Just before you go, Ehsan, I've got one little question for you. Before you came to England, did your parents give you any instructions or maybe some advice?
They told me to enjoy your life.
Wow, you've got great parents.
BBCLearningEnglish.com